Since the dawn of time, podcasters have made shows. Listeners have listened to shows. Listeners have enjoyed listening to shows and start asking for more shows. Longer shows? More longer shows. It's like the Dave Matthews Band Under the Table and Dreaming cassette that lived in the player of your GMC Sierra pickup for a year and a half. Seriously though, if I had to rank the feedback I've gotten from any of the podcasts that I've made, this would be the number one most popular request. This show is not excluded from this list, as I've now gotten the request twice from listener LaSombra. To be honest, me making this show only 5 minutes long is kind of a jip. I know this, especially since the other shows range in length from 30 to 60 minutes. And here I am only giving you five? Let's dig into this a little. Let's start with production time. For the other shows that were more of a talk-style show, it would take 2 minutes to edit 1 minute of audio. Using White Roof Radio as an example, it would take Todd or I 2 hours to produce a listenable show. That doesn't count the recording time, which is usually about 90 minutes. That also doesn't count the time it took to get the show into the hands of listeners, usually about an hour. So that means, soup to nuts, it took 4.5 hours to produce a single show. That rule is the same for the Ride Bikes Radio and the Hollywood Car Show. None of these shows were scripted, but outlined so the host had a series of points to follow, and while they took a long time, they were pretty easy to do. And then I started doing voiceover. When I started doing this podcast, it was with a specific set of rules in mind. One of those rules was that it would be 100% scripted, and, at least so far, it has been. This is a trick that I've adopted from the voiceover work that I've been doing. There's a reason for this. While talking into a microphone, I found it really necessary to have notes written before speaking begins. As I previously mentioned, for the other shows, this was in the shape of an outline. Now that I'm doing more solo work, outline doesn't quite cut it. Here's why.
I didn't get a better number, but one of the numbers we did come across is that about half of enterprises will have some sort of events-driven architectures by the end of 2020.
My current role at work is learning and development production. What this means to you is I'm building coursework provided by subject matter experts to be updated into a learning management system. This particularly amazing clip came from a training module I recently built. There was one voiceover track where this particular SME probably had at least 100 vocal pauses over the span of 2.5 minutes. Going through the decks the SME was working from, every single slide that they lent their voice to did not have a script, or it had a script and was not applicable to the content of the slide. Nobody wants to listen to that nonsense, so I write a script. Now, let's talk production time on the DonBurnside.com podcast. You're probably thinking that if I was able to build White Roof Radio at the rate of 2 minutes for every minute recorded, then it should take about 10 minutes to make one of these, right? Tack on the hour to get it out to you guys, and I'm at an hour 10. Except no. It's a scripting. To produce this paltry 5 minutes that I have been recording takes 800 to 1,000 words. Those have to be written to be read, not said. Now, I don't know if you've ever written in that fashion, but it takes a little bit of getting used to. And then typically, it takes about a half an hour to write the first draft of the script. Then I read it, make adjustments, and I read it out loud, make more adjustments, then I read it into the mic, kind of a dry read, not recorded, and then I record it. Any idea how long this process takes? I will tell you, without exaggeration, that for me to produce this 5 minute long show normally takes 3 hours. That also doesn't count for the hour for the promotion and posting. So, you heard me correctly. It takes just as long for me to produce 5 minutes of this as it took to produce 1 hour of White Roof Radio. And you aren't wrong, wanting more. 5 minutes is really pretty short. For the remainder of season one, they will continue to be this length. Should I go into season two, I'll double up on the topics and try to get 10 or 15 minutes. At some point, I'll probably even get back into creating more discussion-type shows with other co-hosts. Those will definitely be longer. One last note about production, just so you guys know. I'm sure you've heard of like really big shows like 99% Invisible or 20,000 Hertz or Darknet Diaries, shows like that. Super jealous of my short production time, by the way. Each of these shows that I've mentioned typically take 20 to 40 hours to produce a single episode. Just something to keep in mind next time you're listening to your favorite show. Thank you for listening. This was the 8th episode of the DonBurnside.com podcast. 8 down, 2 to go. You can click over to DonBurnside.com, leave a comment in the show description. You can message me on Twitter or Instagram. I'm at Don Burnside. If you're listening to this on DonBurnside.com, search my name in your favorite podcast app to get this on your playback device automatically when new episodes arrive.